Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry that takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all.
Its pages burn with the truth eternal, and they glow with the light of life. The Bible's hands go, the hills may tumble. It will firmly stand when the earth shall crumble. I will plant my feet on its firm foundation, for the Bible stands.
My friend, don't overuse that excuse of the kids and let it keep you out of church. God may remove that excuse. Now he goes on in Colossians 4:10, and he mentions next Marcus, sister's son to Barnabas, touching whom you receive commandments. If he come unto you, receive him. Now, remember, Onesimus is told, and he goes, to make things right. But the Apostle Paul must do the same personally. He must practice what he's preaching. And so he's telling them, receive him. Why? Because at one time, there was a great falling out between Barnabas and Paul over Mark. And Paul didn't want Mark having anything to do with their ministry. And now, he's making things right. And Paul is practicing what he's preaching. You know, I'm glad that we have a God who is the God of the second chance. Peter denied Jesus three times, but he was given a second chance. 3,000 got saved in one day when he preached. He was used to write two books of the Bible. Jonah ran away from the will of God, but God gave him a second chance, and there was a revival in Nineveh. Mark left, and we don't know why he left on that first journey of Paul and Barnabas on that mission field, but he left it. He didn't stick with it. But God uses him again later. He even is used to write a book of the Bible. You may have a past of failure. And yes, it's no denying it's failure. But my friend, that was Marcus. Did he have a past? Yes. But is he valuable now? Most definitely yes. Paul will say later in 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 11, take Mark and bring him with thee, for he is profitable to me for the ministry. And Paul is saying to these folks, don't make the same mistake I did. Receive him instead of rejecting him. Mark is used to write one of the Gospels. You see, no failure needs to be fatal or final. We need to learn to forgive the failures of others and give an opportunity to do some good. Have you failed God? Well, get up. A righteous man falling seven times gets up again. Be determined. Run to win. Press towards the mark of the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. And you will not write a gospel. But my friend, we are privileged to be a gospel. There's a little ditty that was written that goes this way. You are writing a gospel, a chapter each day, by all that you do and all that you say. Men may read what you write, whether faithless or true. Say, what is the gospel according to you? If there is sincere repentance, my friend, God can use you. Now, maybe not as you envisioned, but it is best to be used as God envisioned. Now, Paul had wanted discipline on Mark. And some today call for discipline as if the purpose is to punish. My friend, the purpose of discipline is to restore, is to bring back to repentance. Barnabas, according to Jesus' words in Matthew 18, brought Marcus back privately. Although Mark had publicly left, he came back. Paul now gives the warm hand instead of the cold shoulder to Marcus. That's the way to welcome a backslider. Today, we want to send people to counseling for a few minutes, and then we'll reconsider whether or not we want them to be a part of our ministry. Well, my friend, that is not scriptural. Our aim is repentance. Now, we looked at verse 11 of Colossians 4. It says, "And Jesus, which is called justice, who are of the circumcision, these only are my fellow workers unto the kingdom of God, which have been a comfort unto me." Now, Jesus, who is justice, is also a behind-the-scenes person. Now, the name Jesus was a common name back then, and it's defined as "He shall save his people from their sin." Matthew chapter 1, verse 21 pretty well reiterates that for us. We can help people to get saved from their sin. Jesus was quite a name for him to live up to. But my friend, don't we have the same responsibility with our name, Christian? Christian means Christ-like. I've told the folks in my church, and I may have mentioned it on radio, that there are saved people who are not Christians, because Christian means Christ-like, and there are saved people that have gotten away from God, and they are not Christ-like. In Revelation chapter 3, verse 1, it says, "I know thy works, that thou hast a name, that thou livest, and art dead." Are you living it? Or is your testimony, "He liveth, he says he's saved, but he's dead"? There are no works that shows this is a saved person. There are workers in the kingdom or the royal dominion of God. And these workers, as these men, as well as those that work in the churches about us today, that work quietly behind the scenes, God has a great reward for you. As those were Paul's fellow workers, we are to be fellow workers in the royal dominion of God, which is all the world. My friends, get in the church. May your Lord, may your pastor, may your church be able to count on you. You're the behind-the-scenes person. You see paper laying on the church property, you pick it up. You see someone has a need, you take care of it. You see something's broken, you fix it. You see something needs clean, you clean it. And be that person that when the preacher says, "I need," you're the one that says, "Preacher, I don't know if I qualify, but if the need is there, here am I. I'll do what I can." That is what is needed. Be that behind-the-scenes person. So, these workers are doing a great thing. Now, we see next Epaphras. And it says there in verse 12, "Epaphras, who is one of you, a servant of Christ, saluteth you, always laboring fervently for you in prayers, that you may stand perfect and complete in all the will of God. For I bear him record, that he hath a great zeal for you, and them that are in Laodicea, and them in Hierapolis." Now, Epaphras, also, one of you, he said there in verse 12, is a behind-the-scenes man. But see that he is laboring fervently. Now, that term, laboring fervently, was actually in the Greek an athletic term that was used to describe a strenuous workout. Kind of like a wrestling match, where a person just goes all out and expends everything he has. He gives it all he has. Now, how is Epaphras all out? In strenuous wrestling of intercession, of prayer to God on their behalf. That's how he's all out. You see, revival comes this way. Prayer is an act of ministry. And my friend, if God takes you out of the service of the local church, and yet you're still alive, but you can't do it any longer due to your health, maybe to your age, or maybe to circumstances, then get into this ministry of prayer. You may be a senior citizen and you're retired. Now you have more time on your hands daily that you can spend in prayer. Pray for me. Pray for this radio ministry. Pray for your local church. Pray for your pastor. Pray for the needs of others. But you see, revival comes this way. And he's keeping you here for a reason. People retire many times from the workforce and also retire from the Lord. And they're out golfing all day and they're out shopping all day and they're all going on these little hikes and little travel adventures. And no longer can they be counted on to be faithful to God's house and to serve there. My friend, you don't want God to retire from you. Please don't retire from him. Yes, he's keeping you here for a reason. You know, it's a great weapon. One praying saint on a sick bed may be able to accomplish much more than 10 healthy preachers can on their feet. We see people with enthusiasm for sports and hunting and shopping and fitness and clothes and hobbies. Well, this is the enthusiasm Epaphras had when he was in prayer. In Revelation chapter 3, verses 15 and 16, God warns against being lukewarm. He says, I'd rather you were cold or hot, but not lukewarm. And unfortunately, many of us are lukewarm in our prayer life. And he is praying for that local church, that it may be complete in the will of God. Well, my friend, you please pray for this radio pastor. Please commit to it. I need behind-the-scenes people, prayer warriors, that will uphold me before God Almighty in prayer and pray for the effectiveness of this ministry and for the spread of this ministry. And my friend, I may not know it until we get to heaven, but praise God for you. And now, we see the next man in verse 14 of Colossians chapter 4 is Luke, the beloved physician. And he is also a behind-the-scenes man. His gift is medicine. He laid that gift at the feet of Jesus. Now, I don't know what your vocation is in life, but use it for God. You might be a mechanic. You might be a doctor. You might be a pharmacist. You might be a cook. You might be a maintenance worker. You might be a plumber. And you have done much for God's house and God's men. And that is a spiritual blessing. Luke forewent a great monetary opportunity to serve God with the gift God had given him. Some are as the rich man who could not forsake his riches in order to follow Jesus. Some cannot forsake security or the comfort and the ease of a present standard in order to do the hard work of the ministry.
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address and include the radio station by which you are listening and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible says,